Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Losses at Transnet are increasing. The state-owned Royal & Ports operator has posted a full-year loss of 7.3 billion rand for the year to end March. That's compared with the previous year's 5.1 billion. There's been a slight improvement in its freight rail business, the largest operating unit, accounting for 44% of revenue. That's up 1.5% on the previous year to 151 million tons. Pipeline volumes fell 2%, while port container movements improved 2.9%. Transnet says that collisions, derailments, community unrest on the coal line and equipment availability on the ore line affected volumes, along with high levels of cable theft and infrastructure vandalism. But the big problem in Transnet's accounts is a 9.3 billion rand provision against a court order. The company pays Sasol 6.2 billion rand and Total Energy almost 3 billion as a result of overcharging the firms in an alleged breach of a 1991 oil pipeline contract. Transnet has appealed the court decision, but until the case is finally resolved, it has to put the money aside, and as you can hear, it's a fair chunk of change. President Ramaphosa has given the green light for the special investigating unit to probe 9 more contracts at Eskom, allegedly corrupt and fraudulent, linked to the Guptas. Among them, the procurement of coal from Tegeta Resources, formerly owned by the Guptas, the prepayment by Eskom of about 1.68 billion rand for coal from Optimum Coal Mine, and agreements concluded with German IT systems giant T-Systems, and software license agreements with SAP. There is also the prepayment by Eskom of 659 million rand to Tegeta, something directly linked to ex-acting CEO of Eskom, Marcella Cocco. Cocco, of course, has denied wrongdoing, and a case against him was thrown out of court last year. Much of this latest development is covered extensively by the Zondo Commission and has also been exposed by many investigative journalists down the years. I'm not entirely certain why the SIU has to wait for the presidential go-ahead to start the investigation, but there you are. On the markets, fairly quiet ahead of some key economic data later this week, both here and in the US. The JSE closed down 0.33%, that's both the All Share and Top 40. London's FTSE down 0.2%. No US markets closed for the Labor Day holiday. Tokyo this morning, Hong Kong both up around 0.1%, Sydney down about the same. The US dollar has slipped back to 1.11 to the euro, the rand 17.83 to the dollar, 19.73 to the euro, 23.43 to sterling, gold at 2,494, platinum 925, Bitcoin just over 59,500, Brent crude oil just under 77.50 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.